Marilyn Simons, reading from her book, The Paradise Project.
Tree. He planted one for each child, not a tree from a nursery. He went into the woods and chose the sapling himself. An oak for the boy, and later, for the girl, a mountain ash. No significance to the species. They were just trees that he liked. Hardwoods, to outlive him, as these babies would. She didn't like the idea. What if it doesn't grow? She asked. What if some disease affects the leaves or a worm attacks it from within? Whatever happens to the tree will seem like an omen. They're just a couple of trees, he said. Even so, she watched for signs. When she spread a blanket under the oak so the boy could play, she looked up uneasily at the branches, searching for scale and mildew or evidence of scorch. She checked the leaves for blisters and cankerworm, for rollers and the gross deformities known as galls. She found books with pictures of the fire blight and scurfy that might attack the mountain ash, learned to recognize the woolly aphid, the round-headed borer, the blister mite. She thought it was her diligence that kept her children safe. He never told her that he'd planted several trees, one after another, until finally one took. He was careful not to let her see him spray the branches before bud break, or hand-pick the leaf rollers and tent caterpillars that took up residence despite his care. In the end, it was ice that brought the trees down, but by then the children were grown and gone.